Turning Bibles to a familiar passage on the sovereignty of God in Daniel chapter 4, I've referred
to this so many times in my ministry. It's always been remarkable to me how God completely changed Daniel. I mean, not Daniel, but Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, this guy, the king of Babylon, thought that he was the one responsible for building the great kingdom, and he was glorying in himself, and he was a man of immense pride. And God brought him to an end of himself, smote him with lycanthropy. He took the form and characteristics of an animal, and he ate grass like an ox. And then God, I believe, changed the heart, the mind, the will of Nebuchadnezzar, who thought at one time he was in charge of everything. And God turned him around and showed him that God is the one who's in charge of everything. And I love, after his conversion, it says in verse 34, after he'd been out in the field, it says, "And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High." The first thing he did, he recognized God as the Most High. This is how, one of the ways that you profit from understanding God's sovereignty. He is the final authority. He is the Most High. No one is greater. No one has more authority. He is the top. He is the sovereign, the king, the majestic monarch. And I love that this man, who had an entire kingdom at his beck and call, realized that he was nothing apart from the Most High God. It was God who gave him an understanding of that. He said, "I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored Him that liveth forever and ever." We're talking about a heathen king here who really, probably up to this point in his life, the only connection he had with the God of Scripture was Daniel and the Hebrews that were in his kingdom. And Daniel had an influence on him and no doubt told him about the Most High God and how glorious and powerful and wonderful He was. And Nebuchadnezzar praised Him and he recognized the eternality of God, that He lives forever and ever. What a wonderful truth. God is alive. He is real. He deals in the lives of people each and every day. He knows exactly where you're at tonight, what you need. It says, "I praised and honored Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation." He is an everlasting king. His dominion goes throughout this entire universe. Everything falls under His care. Now that's what he recognized about God and His sovereignty. When you come to understand that, you're able to put things together in life. When you recognize and you see the hand of God working, His providence working in your life, in your family's life, in our church. It's all the sovereignty of God. He does all things after the counsel of His own will. Nebuchadnezzar recognized that. He understood that. And I believe it's the foundation. When you understand these truths, it's the foundation of Christian living and the Christian religion. When you can acknowledge God as the Most High, when you can recognize the One whom God has sent as the only Savior of sinners, I tell you, you got more than anybody in this world has. If you recognize Him as the Most High and the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of lords and King of kings. I believe Nebuchadnezzar came to understand that. And at the same time, his estimation of himself and men in general changed. I mean, you read earlier in the chapter, it was all about Nebuchadnezzar. Look at what I've done. Look at this. This is my kingdom. I've done all this. That's the way the world is. Me, me, I, everything's that way. I tell you what, when God gets a hold of you, you start understanding that He is the Most High, that He is sovereign over all, you won't have such an exalted, pompous attitude. You'll humble yourself before God. And it says here in verse 35, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. That's a pretty big statement, isn't it? That includes presidents, all of them. That includes popes, all of them. Men throughout all the world, in comparison to God, are reputed as nothing. The psalmist said, man at his best state is altogether vanity. And that word vanity in the Hebrew means less than nothing in comparison to God. You say, well, now, Brother Ross, we want to benefit. We want to profit from the sovereignty of God. And you're blowing up the idea of self-esteem. You're getting it. I am. I am doing that. When you can understand that your esteem is not in yourself. It's in Christ. That's where you find your worth. In the glory of Christ. In His work. His power, the way He changes you and molds you and enables you and empowers you to serve Him, to work till Jesus comes. That's where we need to be. And part of recognizing the sovereignty of God is realizing, like Nebuchadnezzar did, I'm nothing without Jesus. Isn't that what Jesus said to John 15, He said, without Me, ye can do nothing. But Paul the Apostle, who I believe understood and profited from this teaching of the sovereignty of God and the power of God and the power of Christ working in us, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You see, it's a strong belief in the sovereignty of God that has been behind every mission endeavor. Men who are willing to leave everything they hold dear, to a place where they've never been, among people that they don't know. Oftentimes they don't know the language. They believe God's sovereign. That He's moving them. Impressing upon them. And then God works through them. Every great mission work has been accomplished by men who believe the sovereignty of God. Now look what it says. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And He, God, doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? God can't be stopped. You get a hold of that. You get under His authority. You line up under God's authority. And He'll empower your life. Look at all the times when you fouled up. Basically, it's because you want to do things your way instead of doing things God's way. That's what it really boils down to. People don't want to admit that. They don't want to say it out loud. I know from experience. None can stay His hand. And nobody can say, what are you doing, God? We often say that. Have you ever said that to your kids? Why? What are you doing? I've said that a lot when my kids were growing up. You can't say that to God. He knows exactly what He's doing. And it's always right. And never wrong. You say, now wait, philosophically, you know what? Throw philosophy in the garbage can. Go to the Scriptures. Believe what God says, rather than the philosophies and ideologies of men. That's why I don't give a minute to evolutionists. I'm not going to entertain what they try to espouse, because it's an attempt to dethrone the sovereign God. That's what it's about. Now, we profit when we bow before His sovereignty and we recognize that He is in charge. It is a truth that really gives God His rightful place as the majestic monarch who is supreme and Lord over all. That's how we ought to recognize Him tonight. It says in verse 36, at the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. God restored Nebuchadnezzar. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. But you know what? Something drastically had changed. Nebuchadnezzar no longer believed that he was the sovereign. He now recognized God Almighty as the sovereign. And He is publicly, this is forever written in the holy Word of God. This was written, this account of Nebuchadnezzar's conversion and confession of faith and his belief in the sovereignty of God and how it changed him. And he was unashamed in telling others of the glory, the majesty, the honor, the dignity, the power, the glory of the Most High God. And all that we would bow in submission to this teaching. And that's how he ends this. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar. Wouldn't it be amazing if a president or a prime minister would have such a radical transformation that they do what do they do today? A YouTube video, or they go on a live broadcast and stream it all around the world and say, God has changed my life so remarkably through Jesus Christ. And then they say with Nebuchadnezzar what Nebuchadnezzar did. Now I, President so-and-so, Prime Minister so-and-so, Senator so-and-so, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. This is a man who believes this. All whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. He experienced it. He knew it firsthand. Tonight, may God give us the grace to see just how profitable it is to not just believe in the sovereignty of God, but to actually embrace it and recognize it and have a desire every day to exalt our God as the Most High, to see His hand working and have the grace and the desire to submit to Him in all of our ways, and that we would begin to pray, God, rid me of my pride, my self-seeking, my self-interest, my self-pleasing. Help me to walk in Your ways and acknowledge Your sovereign will as the most important thing every day of my life. Oh, how you would grow in grace if you can grasp this truth of submission to the sovereignty of God.